Chapter 6 Baskerville Hall.
Sir Henry, Dr. Mortimer, and I were on the train for Devonshire. Before the train left, Sherlock Holmes said to me,
Watson, send me a full report of the facts.
What facts? I asked.
Any facts that seem to be important for the case. I am particularly interested in Sir Henry's neighbours, so watch them carefully,
he replied. I was surprised. Do you think they are dangerous? Naturally, I have my pistol and...
Sir Henry must not be alone, Watson,
he interrupted.
Just observe these people. I believe there is a naturalist called Stapleton and his sister, who is apparently an attractive woman. Mr. Frankland of Laughter Hall is another neighbour of interest, perhaps. Then, of course, there are the Barrymores. They must stay in Sir Henry's service. If they are innocent, all is well. But if not, their presence is necessary so we can catch them red-handed.
He smiled at my companions.
Sir Henry, did you find your other boot?
No, sir. It is lost forever.
Indeed. That is very interesting. Well, goodbye,
he said as the train started to move. He looked very serious now and said,
Remember the legend, Sir Henry. Don't go out on the moor at night when the forces of evil are strongest.
The journey was quick and pleasant. In a few hours, the scenery changed dramatically. The rich vegetation was evidence of a different climate. Young Baskerville was delighted to see the familiar countryside of Devon.
You were very young when you left this part of the country, weren't you?
Asked Dr. Mortimer.
I was a boy when my father died, and I never saw the hall because he lived in a cottage on the coast. Then I went to America. It is all familiar but new for me at the same time, and I cannot wait to see the moor.
And there it is,
said Mortimer, pointing out of the window. In the distance, after the green fields, was a grey, melancholy hill. It was like the fantastic scenery of a dream. Baskerville looked at it for a long time. I observed the proud face of this young man, and I thought I could distinguish his noble origins. This was a good companion if danger was before us. We arrived at the small country station, and a carriage and horses was there to meet us. I was surprised to see two soldiers with rifles at the station gate. Our driver explained,
They are searching for a man who escaped from prison on the moor 3 days ago, gentlemen. Selden, the infamous Notting Hill murderer.
I remembered the case because Holmes was very interested in the brutality and ferocity of the assassin. The criminal's death sentence was later changed to imprisonment because of his mental instability. I didn't like to think he was out there, wandering on the moor. It was late, and the sun was low as our carriage crossed the desolate moorland. Eventually, we arrived at the gates of Baskerville Hall. Then we continued along the avenue of trees towards the house. Sir Henry looked curious, but also a little anxious. Baskerville Hall was a large building, covered in ivy, with two turrets. A tall, distinguished man with a black beard was at the door to welcome us. It was Barrymore, the servant. He was respectful, but distant. He took our suitcases to our rooms, which were on the same corridor. Dr. Mortimer decided to go home immediately. He said good night and left. Sir Henry and I had a melancholy dinner in the dark, sad dining room. The wind howled outside.
It's not a happy place,
Sir Henry commented.
But perhaps it will be better in the morning.
That night, a strange noise woke me. It was the sad, crying lament of a woman. I listened carefully, but no other sound disturbed the silence of the night, and eventually it stopped.